Hey there. Today on the podcast, I'm talking about the number one thing that no one wants to talk about when it comes to finding freedom from disordered eating and an eating disorder. Sister, this thing, it's not the most positive, but I'm here to give you truth, love, and help you through your healing journey. I want you to listen in because knowing what this number one thing is going to set you up for success and conquering it. Let's get right into today's show. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. On the show today, I'm sharing the number one thing that I believe that no one wants to talk about when it comes to finding freedom from disordered eating. Let's face it, recovering from an eating disorder is going to be one of the hardest things you have to do. If you've been challenged with living with this voice inside of your head for years or decades, you just want to escape it, but you feel chained. You feel like you can never get away from it. That voice always comes back, the calorie counting, the thoughts about how much you weigh or how much you need to exercise or overcompensate, the shame about having a treat, the shame about eating with others in front of others, all of that. But sis, what I want to talk about today is all of this, but in reality, when you hear recovery stories, when you go out to our private Facebook community, you can find so much inspiration. You can find women out there that are slaying the recovery game. I love it. I coach my clients through it. If you're looking for support, come out and hang out with us. You can find us at herbestself.co. I want to be your coach. I would love for you to come into our community, herbestselfsociety.com. But sister, today I want to share with you what no one else is going to share with you. And why? Well, because I wish somebody had told me this. You see, when I was navigating recovery from my eating disorder, I thought that if I did the work, just like with everything else that I had achieved in my life, that it would just happen. It would be easy. It would come naturally. It would just be because I was a high performer and whatever I put my mind to, I eventually achieved. But the one thing that I want to share with you today that no one else wants to talk about is that it gets harder before it gets easier. Getting better, it feels bad at first. Feeling your thoughts, challenging your beliefs, and doing the work to get the results toward freedom, it's hard work. And no one wants to talk about it. Everyone wants to talk about restriction to recovery. Everyone wants to talk about the pain that they've overcome and the triumph that they've experienced. Heck, if you even listen to this show regularly, then you know I'm constantly motivating you and I'm constantly bringing you the inspo because I want to get you to a place where you believe recovery is possible for your life. Reality is it is possible for your life, but the other reality is that it's the hardest thing I have ever done in my life. It's gonna be one of the hardest things maybe you ever do in your life. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. So don't hear today's message shying you away from the journey to freedom. I will be the first to tell you, out of all the women that I've coached and that I have met that have recovered, zero live with regret. That's a pretty good track record. That's a pretty good knowing. That's a pretty good understanding that recovery is the bomb and being recovered is possible. However, I don't want you to go into it with this jaded illusion that it's just going to get easier and easier over time. There are ups and downs and all arounds. And most of the time you will do steps forward just to turn around and feel like you've undone those steps the next day. And you're working even harder the day after that. You're learning, you're evolving, you're not there yet. Most of the time, when people recover from anything, think about it. Other illnesses, when you've recovered from surgery, if you've lived with depression, when you recover from sickness, you get some immediate relief. And this helps you move forward in your journey. But this isn't always the case when you're recovering from an eating disorder. Getting better at first, it makes you feel bad. Why? Well, maybe you're going against everything you truly believe in. Maybe you're going against the values that you feel like you have held on to as gold. These rules that skinny is the best way to be and the only thing to be. And you must count calories and you must eat before a certain time. And you can't have this before a certain time. And you can't go to bed and eat right before bed. And you can't eat right in the morning. All of these rules have defined where you're at. I'm not here to shame you. I'm here to let you know I have had all of the same rules and then some. And I only got to the other side because I was determined that I wasn't going to quit. I share this today not to trigger you or to get you to stop, not to get you to quit before you even try, but to share truth, to talk about what no one else will, to share love, to give you possibility and encouragement so that you don't feel alone when it gets hard, because it will get hard. Don't give up before you arrive. There is a stage in recovery where you feel like you aren't moving. You feel stuck, maybe even in quicksand or in concrete or however you want to imagine it. But for me, I remember standing still. It's almost like I was doing so much work. I was finally accepting the thoughts in my mind. I was finally out of denial. I was finally to a place where I was realizing I needed change. I wasn't thinking about, I don't have a problem. I wasn't thinking about, I don't want to change. I knew I did at this stage. I could stop some behaviors, not all behaviors. I would tell myself that I could change. Then I'd tell myself I couldn't. It was this toxic relationship that never felt like it had an end. But I want you to know it does. And it did for me, and it will for you too. I'm going to share with you today something that I wrote in my recovery journal, November the 13th of 2007. So Ed has definitely been around hanging in my mind today. I found myself trying to restrict. And even though I know that this is hindering my process, I also want to have some control over it. I hate that I want that. It's like if I don't have control, then I obsess over other things that I can control. Like cleaning, organizing, trying to be happy, trying to figure my ish out, trying to figure out work and where I belong in this world and who I freaking am. It's like I have so much on my mind that it is impossible to stop my brain from thinking a gazillion thoughts. Every second, I feel like I'm second guessing. As soon as I woke up today, I started trying to plan my meals, while at the same time, second guessing if I should have an extra yogurt or move almonds with my fruit instead of this for a snack. Once I got the day going, I felt guilty. I felt guilty for even thinking these things. Why can't I just be normal and allow myself to do what everyone else around me does? These thoughts are insane. And I don't know if I can make it through another day analyzing another meal, counting another calorie. But all I know is it's like whenever I feel like I need to eat, I'm not even sure if I'm hungry or if I'm just trying to convince myself to eat because I know that's what I need to do. I know this is a good step and a good start to being healthier. But at the same time, it still makes me obsess. It makes me obsess about being obsessed. And it makes me obsess about control and letting go of control over food, over my body, over my life. And even though I'm forcing myself to eat more, I still feel really bad. I feel bad right now. And I mean, the only reason why I think it is because I'm frustrated. All I know is I can continue to dream, continue to put one foot in front of the other, continue to show up because that's all I can do. I'm not quitting. I'm growing. Sis, I hope that spoke to you today. That is a true journal entry from years ago. There's the stage in recovery where you feel like you aren't moving, you feel stuck, and maybe life is just stuck for you. Maybe you feel like you're doing certain things. Maybe you feel like you're following the plan you're supposed to be following most days. Maybe you feel like some days you're on top of the world and you want full recovery and you believe it's really possible. And other days you don't. Other days you miss your friend, the eating disorder that sat on your shoulder, trying to give you comfort and safety. But maybe life isn't about avoiding the bruises. Maybe life is actually about collecting the scars to prove that you showed up for it. When you start doing the work, your eating disorder will try to grab on tighter. Remember, the whole mission is for it to stay alive. It will continue to push back on you the more that you continue to get stronger. But I saw something recently. I saw a meme recently. It said this: things tend to scream before they die. And I know that sounds vulgar, but gosh, this is the truth when it comes to an eating disorder. It is screaming at you. And what I did in my recovery and what I encourage my clients to do right now today, and what I want you to do, friend, is to remember that if it's hard, it's working. If it's hard, it's worth it. And you may notice that you're having more bargaining. You may notice that you feel more stuck. And you may notice as you become more aware that it grips on a little bit stronger. My advice for you today, keep going, keep going. And when those thoughts in your mind tell you you can't, remind it, this is only temporary. You are worth it. Your recovery is worth it. You're shedding a part of you. It's going to hurt, but you're strong and you're beautiful and you're brave. And the truth is, what other option do you have? You can continue to live life the same exact way, and you're gonna get the same exact result. Or you can take a chance on you. You can decide, you can commit, even in the hard, over and over and over again. The world isn't gonna stop for your unhealthy relationship with food. In fact, it's only gonna contribute to it. People are going to still experience life, the beauty, the fear, the joy of it all. And maybe you'll be 40 or 50. Or 30, or 60, or 89, and you will have just existed. Is that what you want? You will have given away your power. You will have surrendered your life to a voice that promised you everything and instead took it all away. So right now today, hold your head high, because the number one thing that no one wants to talk about in recovery is that at first getting better feels bad, but it's temporary. So while you're here today showing up and listening to the show, I want you to fight. I want you to keep fighting. I want you not to quit. I want you to find beauty in this transformation. I want you to know that while it may be painful for a while, that you are a conqueror. You are a warrior. Hold on one more second, one more day, and don't let your eating disorder take away all that is yet to come for you in your life. Maybe today, the voice inside of your head has been winning the little battles. But sis, you will win the war if you keep doing the work. And yes, it gets harder before it gets easier. But the hard is temporary. And what you experience on the other side of recovery, well, that, my friend, that's permanent. I hope today's show has touched your heart. Thanks for listening into this one. This one came with some fire in my spirit, some passion. I know if you're listening today, you're here for a reason. You're not a quitter. You're here because you want to fight the good fight. You're here because you're tired. You're here because you want to rebuild. Maybe that's for your family. Maybe that's for your kids. Maybe it's just for you. You're tired of what the enemy has taken. I was tired too. So tired, but I was determined. I wasn't going to quit. So maybe you won't recover today, or maybe you won't recover tomorrow. But if you want recovery, I can help you along the way of finding yours. Sis, I have 2 slots available for spring for one-on-one recovery coaching with me. You can go on out to herbestself.co. You can fill out the client application and we can get on a call and discuss what that looks like personally for your journey. And girl, if you're here listening and you just love the podcast, I want you to soak it up. I have no plans to stop the show. I am in it for the long haul because if I can touch one person's life, if I can change one person's future, then today I've done my job. So I hope, friend, that this has touched yours. And if it has, will you do me a favor and go out and rate and review the show? You can do so on Apple Podcast. Every single 5-star rating, I think there's like over 85 of them now, it allows other women just like you to come across the show. It allows us to touch more ladies. It allows us to continue the movement forward, that freedom is possible. Thanks for joining me on this one, girlfriend. And I hope that this gives you a solid foundation for the start of a fresh week. I'll see you very soon. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.